Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one acutely relevant page of Talmud each day. And on today's page, Sanhedrin 65, we continue with this stream of like kind of surprisingly body and extremely relevant stories. Here goes another one. Have a listen. With regard to the statement that the dead do not rise on Shabbat, the Gemara relates, the wicked Turnus Rufus, the Roman governor of Judea, probably the greatest villain in the entire Talmud, asked this question of Rabbi Akiva as well. Turnus Rufus said to him, "And what makes this day Shabbat different from other days?" Rabbi Akiva said to him, "And what makes this man," referring to his interlocutor, "more distinguished than other men?" Turnus Rufus said to him, "I am more distinguished because my master, the emperor, wants it that way." Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Shabbat too is unique because my master wants it that way as he has sanctified that day." Turnus Rufus said to him, "This is what I mean to say to you. Who is to say that now is Shabbat? Perhaps a different day of the week is Shabbat." Rabbi Akiva said to him, "The Sabbatian river can prove that today is Shabbat as it is calm only on Shabbat. A necromancer can also prove this, as the dead do not rise on Shabbat. The grave of his father," referring to Turnus Rufus's father, "can also prove this, as it does not emit smoke on Shabbat, although smoke rises from it all week, as during the week he is being punished in Gehenna, or hell." Turnus Rufus said to him, "You have demeaned my father, you have publicly shamed him, and you have cursed him by saying that he is being punished in Gehenna." What a rowdy exchange. It is a spectacular opportunity to welcome back our resident historian of rowdy exchanges, Talmud politics, and the intersections thereof, the author of the much and rightly praised The Power and the Money, the Epic Clashes Between Commanders in Chief and Titans of Industry, our very own President Sharav Tevi Troy. Welcome back. 2 days in a row now.
Thanks for having me 2 days in a row to talk about my two favorite subjects, Gemara and presidential history.
Okay, so first of all, this exchange between the evil Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva is very funny, right? It really reads like, you know, like a Mel Brooks skit. But one senses, as you note, that there are deeper currents under this exchange. What's going on?
Well, people are understandably very sensitive about family relations, particularly the relationships between sons and fathers. And you know, Rabbi Akiva makes the point and he wins the argument, as he usually does, but he does it by embarrassing the guy's father. And I think that makes Turnus Rufus uncomfortable. And even seems like Rabbi Akiva is uncomfortable because he wins the argument, but he does it at a cost. And it just reminds me of a number of stories in presidential history where fathers came up. One is a great one where John F. Kennedy learns that Martin Luther King had opposed Kennedy in the 1960 election because Kennedy was Catholic. Now, this is Martin Luther King Sr., not Jr. But then King, the father, then decides to support Kennedy because Kennedy calls Mrs. King when Martin Luther King Jr. was in prison. And that got him a lot of rightful and deserved praise. But still, the initial reasons for the father's opposition to Kennedy over reasons of religion rankled. And JFK said, "Imagine Martin Luther King having a bigot for a father." And then he added, given his own anti-Semitic father, "Well, we all have fathers, don't we?" So he recognized the challenges of his own father, who was, as we all know, was a Nazi sympathizer. But there's also another story that includes fathers and anti-Semitism. And that's the story of Civil War General Ulysses S. Grant, also a future president. And he issues his famous, infamous Order Number 11, which bans Jews from the area of the Tennessee, perhaps because his own shady father was involved with a questionable Jewish merchant in trying to sell wares to the U.S. Army in that area. Grant, in trying to appear extra scrupulous and ethical, banned all Jews, which seemed like an overreaction, and it was. And Abraham Lincoln countermanded the offer and order, and good for him for doing it. But the paternal origins of this story are often forgotten.
Wow, that is an incredible bit of sadly forgotten history. What's the lesson here? What's our takeaway?
Well, of course, the lesson is that we all have fathers and indeed relatives, but we should all stand by our own reputations and not be encumbered by theirs.
Amen, Sela, words to live by. Tevi Troy, our very own President Sharav, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, as always.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, you are really going to love the newish book by me called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life. Surprisingly modern advice from a very old book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher just by clicking the link in this here podcast description, or, you know, through that big online store whose logo is a smile. Please go and rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross and Quinn Waller. Our executive producer is Courtney Hazlett. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/Take One or email us at podcasts@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little bit more Talmudic.